Good afternoon. I'm Khaki Walton. Checking on the arts is made possible by contributing listeners like you. Germantown Community Theater presents the Teresa Jordan Emerging Local Playwright Competition winner for season 53. It's Patterns by Michael Hoffman. It opens this Friday and it's running only for 2 weeks, you guys, so just through September the 29th. Performances are Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday matinee at 2:30. Tickets are $26 for adults, $21 for seniors, $16 for students, teachers, and military. They're having a talkback panel after the Sunday, September the 22nd matinee, and they're also doing, as they always do, a sensory-friendly performance with an ASL interpreter. That's going to be Saturday, September the 28th at 2:30. Special ticket prices for that performance. They're only $10. The competition is named for Teresa Jordan. She's a former GCT board president who has a passion for regional voices and bolstering new playwriting talent from the Mid-South. Well, joining me this afternoon, I have three people, and I'm so excited to talk to them. Directing the show is Dominic Michael Andalina. He directs theater, also a playwright, and this is his first time directing at GCT. He comes to Memphis from Pennsylvania, and he's now seeking an MFA in playwriting from Spalding University. Also, Ileana Mabe, she's playing the role of Dizzy. She's originally from Colorado. She was in GCT's youth production of Antigone. And then finally, the playwright, Michael Hoffman. He was a writer on this year's 24-hour play festival with Lone Tree Live Productions, and I have heard that he's been delightfully hands-on in developing the script through the rehearsal process with Dominic Michael. And they all join me today, and it's really nice to have you all here. Thank you for not falling asleep during my introduction.
Thank you.
Well, Michael, I want to start with you. Is this the first play of yours to be produced?
It is. It's the first of any of my writing to be produced. I've written a couple of screenplays in the past and a pilot episode of television. They received some recognition in various writing competitions, but this is the first thing that's been produced outside of the 24-hour plays, which you mentioned. So I'm just so excited for that.
I bet you are. So what inspired you to write Patterns?
Well, great question. Last May 2023, I was looking to take a break from my novel that I was working on and just try something different for a while. And my wife had turned me on to the Your Own Backyard podcast about the disappearance of Kristen Smart, which, if you haven't heard it, it's just an excellent piece of journalism. And that podcast was actually concluding around that time, so that was certainly swirling in my brain. And I'm not actually a true crime buff, but I think there's an almost universal thrill that people get from solving puzzles and mysteries. And I just thought it could be interesting to pair a professional, hardened detective who has witnessed firsthand the horrors that people inflict on each other with a young, naive amateur who's fascinated by the intellectual challenge, but maybe doesn't quite realize the darkness that she's inviting in. So that was really the genesis of it.
Wow. When I first looked at it and saw the little deep plot description thing, I was like, this is almost like Only Murders in the Building, except for missing one person. Dominic Michael, I want to come to you now. Directors don't get this opportunity very often. So what is it like working with Michael to mount this production?
I love producing new works. That is one of my main focuses here in my playwriting and directing journey. Because obviously being a high school theater teacher, I'm doing produced works, some of the bigger titles, but it has been such a thrilling opportunity to work so closely with a playwright. You do not get that opportunity very often. And if you are working with a new play, you might connect with them virtually and you might meet them at the staging of the show. But to work so closely with Michael has been amazing to give him my thoughts. And it's been so cool because he's come to rehearsal and he's seen things that we have done that he then goes back and adds into his script for future productions. And so it's so amazing that we get to collaborate on this play and to make it even come more alive than it already does.
Well, that was going to be one of my questions. Did the play change much during the rehearsal process?
Very, very few stage directions have been adjusted, but like from the time that I read the script, I was so engaged. I remember sitting on my couch and just reading it in one sitting because I was so engaged at this script. And so there has been almost no changes save for a few small details and stage directions.
Wow. Michael, that must make you feel good.
Oh, it's been wonderful. And I can't say enough about how great it's been to work with Dominic. He's been so collaborative. He's brought such a creative energy and enthusiasm to it. And it's just been wonderful to watch it come to life.
Well, Ileana, tell me about your character. She's a teenage waitress. Her name is Dizzy McAllister. Tell me more about her.
Yes. So her full name is Desiree McAllister. Dizzy is her nickname. And she's working in this diner that her mom has worked at for several years. And it's really just about an after school job for her. And she's a regular student. She's a regular teenage girl and just likes true crime a little bit more than your regular teenager.
So what caused Dizzy to team up with Tom, the retired police detective?
So Tom comes into the diner and is a bit of an unexpected visitor for her and starts striking up a conversation with her, not about true crime in any way, shape, or form. It doesn't come out till later that you understand that he's a cop, an ex-cop. And her curiosity gets the best of her, and she starts striking up a conversation with him, and they start getting deeper and deeper into this cold case, and you realize that it's just more about what's in the file. It speaks to a greater story than just the two characters between them.
Wow. So you have the detective teaming up with a waitress, and you, I mean, you're sharp, you're smart, or I don't think he'd be teaming up with you at all, right?
Oh, yeah. Dizzy is quick. She's quick-witted. She sees what's going on beneath the surface. She's very observant. And I have loved being able to develop that character. And as Dominic and Michael said, working with a new work, there is so much freedom you get as an actress to be able to create something that has never been done before. There is no blueprint for Dizzy except for the bones in the script. And so it's such a gift as an actor to be able to create that for yourself and explore what does that look like. And Dominic has been an incredible director in leading all three of the cast members through that journey of who is this person and what is the true humanity that you want to bring out on stage.
So this whole plot revolved around, at the beginning, you guys are striking up a conversation, and then it evolves to you guys trying to solve a cold case murder.
Exactly. It escalates quickly, but Michael's writing is so beautiful, and you realize that you're talking about a case when we were just talking about Coke a few minutes ago.
So how does the relationship between the two of them evolve over the course of the play?
There's a really well-structured give and take that Michael has created and that Dominic has brought in his directing that I offer a little bit of what I know to be true about criminal cases, and Shell is quick to redirect that and say, it's not like it is on TV. There is real people, real lives, real things that are affecting this case that when we work on it, it's not just a game to us. There's real people's lives at stake. So we learn not just about the case, but through that process, you also learn more about Tom Shell and Dizzy and how their lives may be more interconnected than we once thought.
Oh my goodness. Ooh, okay.
And that's... you do not want to give too much away.
No.
I know, I'm trying to talk around it.
Well, we don't want to give too much away, but that's intriguing. Oh my gosh. So Matt Bikert, is that how you pronounce his last name? He plays the retired detective. Tell me more about him. Michael, a complex character?
He is a complex character. He's somebody who's incredibly dedicated, incredibly just a dogged investigator. He has retired from the force, but as with many dedicated members of law enforcement, they have a hard time leaving it behind and have continued to work on those cold cases, you know, the ones that got away for quite some time. So that's really where he's coming from.
I mean, yeah, as a detective, it must be hard to leave stuff behind. You want to make sure that everything's wrapped up with a ribbon, you know, and it's hard to retire from your job knowing that there unanswered questions and unsolved cases. It must be hard to leave that behind.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If you're just joining me, I'm talking to Dominic Michael Andalina. He is directing Patterns by Michael Hoffman, who also joins me this afternoon, along with cast member Ileana Mabe, who's playing the role of Dizzy. Now, there's another character in the show. Who does Lisa Sanchez Sullivan play? How does she fit in with all of this?
So I will tell you the character's name, but I won't tell you too much about it because... we find out in the last act of the show that this show is about a cold case, but about a cold case that we haven't talked about the whole show till act three. So Lisa Sanchez Sullivan plays the role of Sarah, who used to be a waitress at the restaurant that Dizzy works at.
Okay, so we should probably just leave it at that.
Yes, we leave it at that, but know that the act three will leave your mouth hanging on the floor. You're going to have to pick it up from the theater floor. And I know that the audience is not going to be able to stop talking about, first of all, trying to figure out the cold case, but also figuring out, wow, like what just happened on the stage.
Oh man, this is so exciting. I love true crime. I love it. Like I'll just put Law and Order SVU on and just keep it on all day long. So I'm all about solving murders and things like that. So this is such a collaborative project between all of you. I mean, everybody's involved. It's so collaborative. Ileana, what has that experience felt like for you?
In my opinion, I think that is at the core of what true theater is supposed to be about. It really is about collaboration and empathy. And that is something that I always strive towards building and creating, no matter what creative project I'm working on. But that is what is so powerful about doing a new work, is because you do have all the voices in the room. You have all the creative team from the very inception of the idea with Michael all the way through until we take our final bows as actors. That collaboration is why theater is a beautiful process that artists, when it's done correctly and in a healthy environment that is safe and supportive, there is nothing like it, and is why people like Dominic and I and Michael as a writer dedicate our lives to this craft, because it truly speaks to people's souls. And I'm so excited for people to come see this show, because I think how much effort and love that we have poured into this and that strong collaboration that has occurred just reads all over the stage when you come see the show.
Wow. Michael, how does it make you feel what Ileana just said? That was beautiful.
No, I think she just said that so beautifully, and I could not agree more. And I would be remiss if I didn't give a lot of credit to Marcus Brown, who is the executive director of the Germantown Community Theater. From the onset of this process, he has fostered such a collaborative environment. And you know, when I found out I was selected as the play to be produced, my initial conversations with him were just so wonderful and so welcoming. And you know, then he brought Dominic on board. And it's that collaboration has come, that spirit has come from the leadership of the theater from day one. And I just can't say enough about everyone involved.
So the baby's been birthed. How does it feel? to see, it must be something.
Nearly.
Nearly. Almost. The baby will be birthed on Friday. But I was just wondering, you write things down on a piece of paper, you type them on a computer, and all of a sudden, you have live people saying your words and telling your story that's original, that came from you. And that has to be one of the most satisfying feelings in the world.
It is. It's absolutely incredible. But you also realize that the work that I did in writing it is really only a part of the process. You know, it's that initial spark of creativity, but there's such a wonderful interpretive act that happens, you know, with Dominic and Ileana and Matt and Lisa to actually bring those words to life and find the heartbeat of the story and then present it in a way that I think people will find really compelling. So as Ileana said, it's truly a team effort.
Well, I'm excited about it. I mean, seeing an original work, and you guys are like sending out all these little question marks that I'm trying to figure out, but we want the audience to figure it out when they come into the theater, so that's what I'm going to do too. I hope everybody gets tickets to see Patterns. Michael Hoffman won the Teresa Jordan Emerging Local Playwright Competition winner for this year. His original play opens this Friday. It runs for 2 weekends only through September the 29th. Performances are Friday and Saturday at 7:30 with a Sunday matinee at 2. They're having that sensory-friendly performance with an ASL interpreter on Saturday, September the 28th at 2:30 with special ticket prices for that performance. They're only $10. And don't forget about the talkback panel after the Sunday, September 22nd matinee, because I'm sure Michael will be there and all the cast will be there, and you guys can have a nice conversation about what you just saw on the GCT stage. Again, tickets for Patterns, $26 for adults, $21 for seniors, $16 for students, teachers, and military, and you can get your tickets by going to gctcomeplay.org, or you can call their box office at 453-7447. Michael Hoffman has written Patterns, Dominic Michael Andolina directing the show, Ileana Mabe plays the role of Dizzy, and they have all been my guests this afternoon. Thanks, the three of you. What a fun conversation. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for supporting local theater.